It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1986, recorded Monday, April 29th, 2024. Honey, I shrunk the screen! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we like it the way it is. We're gonna do another What the Heck Is It? I have another crappy corner that this one, it takes off and it goes places. Plus, Mo has a gadget warehouse of an old gadget. So it's the best thing ever. All next on Dick Is Whiz.
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the wizard of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing wonderful.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we are recording. This is my Mondays, and we're recording on a Monday. I am all energized. Not a Thursday where, oh man, the whole week has just got me down. No,
do you take an official weekend? Try to make Saturday and Sunday non-work days.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do because a lot of these last like 3 months have been a bit up in the air with me. Kind of like resettling and especially like basically ever since we've had this new set, my internal schedule has been completely off, but I typically try to keep a weekend. I think that it helps mentally a lot. And then also with Minecraft news and stuff, a lot of stuff, because Minecraft is, you know, because they're developing it, they also have their own kind of schedule. So typically on Wednesday, there'll be like big news of a snapshot. So it works out perfectly that, you know, Wednesday happens, I get that news out. Thursday happens, it's the Giz Whiz. Friday happens, it's a great day to wrap up the whole week, make sure to publish anything I didn't publish, do all those last minute things from the week, and then launch into the weekend. And it's great. Typically.
Oh, super.
That is not how it's been the last 3 months. And as you said, they have flown by. I don't know where the time is going. Like, holy moly. I feel like I wrote a to-do list and now it's 3 weeks later. And I've gotten two things done on that to-do list.
I don't know what we're doing in May in 2 days. It is... ridiculous.
It's been crazy. It has been crazy. I have, though, been finding some time to get out into the sun. I really hope to look back on the Giz Whiz thumbnails, and I am constantly becoming shades darker is what I'm hoping, is I can see a time lapse.
I can see some already.
I'm trying to get more tan.
I see it.
I look very shiny right now. I don't know why, but it looks like I have like sunscreen on or something. I don't. So that's my hope is after moving to Florida. I am still in Florida, Mo's asking, and now is the... It's like the perfect time because the summer is going to be really hot. And so we're just in this perfect time of spring. That's like, you know, 70 to 80 degrees. And right before it becomes, you know, 120.
Well, we had a bizarre hit. It was 87 today in New York.
Oh, and, that's great.
And tomorrow it will be 64. Oh. I mean, this spring has been bizarre.
That is bizarre. That is just crazy.
Just bizarre.
I feel like my temperature gauge has been completely thrown off since moving to Florida because sometimes it'll be 80 and it'll feel just fine. And sometimes it'll be 80 and it is unbearable. And I wonder in New York, is it because of the city and the buildings, is 80 good, bad? Does the breeze help? Is 80 hot?
Yes. Yes. Okay. As summer goes on and the sidewalks heat up and everything heats up, it's hot.
Yeah.
But like right now, it was 87 felt okay out because nothing was had absorbed much heat so far, especially since it's going to cool off for the rest of the. It won't be 70 for the rest of the week.
I can't believe the 60 drop.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's. Before we jump into today's episode, do want to say another schedule change. The next episode is on. There's a Pepcom event happening.
Right.
So we've rescheduled for the day after Friday. So there's going to be a bit. If you're a live viewer, there's going to be a big gulf coming up because we're recording this one early. The next Thursday will be this episode's, and then after that. We're going to record on a Friday. So, and if you,
but there is a Giz Fizz on that Wednesday, which I guess is the 8th, I think.
Yes. So Giz Fizz.
But you know what? I wanted to, this press release came in right after we did the show.
Okay.
And you showed the cup. What is the official name of that?
Cup noodle. What? I have it. Where is it? It's still around here. Here it is. Cup noodles.
Cup noodles.
Here's the box. Okay. Cup noodles.
And, yes, cup noodles. Okay. And everybody is saying, wait, isn't it cup o noodles?
That's what I thought. I thought it was cup o noodles.
And that's what I thought. Well, that show was Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, I get a press release. Nissan Foods brings the O apostrophe back to cup noodles as part of its 50th anniversary celebration. Is that a riot? And then
I love
the next line. It says, the name change will come as a surprise to fans who thought the O apostrophe never left. And it's true because I was sure.
No way!
Yes. So
sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt
you. Okay. That's okay.
You're right. Nissan Foods is the website we were looking at last week.
Yes.
Cup noodles.
Cup noodles doesn't even make sense.
I don't understand why you'd ever take the O away. Cup noodles?
Cup noodles.
Oh my God. I need this blog post. I need this, where's the press releases? That is so funny. That is actually the funniest thing. Do you think? I would like to take credit. We must have big fans in the C-suite over at Nissan Foods.
Yes.
And they must have seen our show and said it is high time we change this. All of our biggest fans keep saying the O.
And they should mail everybody an O apostrophe so they could stick it on.
Stickers. That would be very funny.
Yes.
Give stickers.
It actually would be a very funny thing to do.
Retroactively.
That'd be a great PR thing. Send a buck. We'll send you 100 O apostrophe for.
Send a self-addressed stamp and we'll send you some stickers.
Yeah.
Or any product you have.
Yeah. And in the letter this week, someone talks about, are people watching your show? And I'll tell you why that is. Anyway,
the answer is no. No one's watching our show. We have the data.
We set the trends. We don't follow the trends.
Right. No, this is avant-garde. We're starving artists. Don't you know?
And another surprise is because we're taping the show early and we don't have the results of the What the Heck Is It? For the chat room, I am showing you the June, July.
Ooh, you get
gadget.
a head start.
Heads up, okay? So don't submit anything, but at the end of the show, you will see what the June, July, What the Heck Is It gadget is.
That is great. That is great. And I think we may have Scooter X gives us the press release. I'm so happy for this. Here's the press release from Nissan Foods. I will accept your cookies and your noodles. They bring it back. That is so funny. That is great. That's honestly, I think we're just correcting a right that was wrong.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's great. Exactly.
Okay, let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, here's gadget number one.
True, I cannot resist a bargain. So when I saw a bamboo shower seat on sale, reduced from $50 to $30. I thought, I might want this. And then I saw that it was the deal of the day for an additional $10 off. $20. This is it. It is from E-Tech Mart, and it is the 100% natural bamboo shower bench.
Ooh.
All right. Now, what do you need it for? I don't need it for the shower. But we are, now it's getting warm, have been redoing the backyard. And there's a wooden table, very small wooden table, has rotted out over many years. And I thought, well, a table that won't be affected by rain, a shower stool. So, and again, $20.
For anything solid wood, like
$20
is good.
We'll see.
Right. Yeah.
I'm nowhere near my computer, but I did get, I think we got 4 stars from a fair number of people. Is this like in 1,000 pieces?
Well, I knew it'd be in some pieces because it's in that little box.
You know, I don't know much about this.
You have to cut the bamboo yourself.
Well, they're all labeled with letters.
They're all labeled. And I mean the wood, and they're coated with something. So that seems good.
Probably urethane.
Yeah, urethane. A bunch of accessories. Well, I guess if you're going to use it in the shower, you have a... And then a hex wrench.
Yes, get at the impact drive.
That's not too bad.
What endless drive.
Wait a minute. This. And what is this?
It's a shelf.
Okay. All right, so.
I mean, so that's a lot of lumber for $20. Yeah,
I agree.
Maybe do one.
Hardware, they had to cut it, put it together. I agree. I don't think IKEA could do any better.
No, I don't think. And then I suddenly figured out. Oh no!
You're putting a square peg in it for a hand.
It sure is.
Outside.
Look at the instructions. Okay. Should we come back?
Yeah. Okay, it's finished. What do you think? I think that's.
I didn't realize it was a three-legged stool.
He thinks you need the other leg, and I'm saying if we put the other leg in, how's the shelf going to fit in there? Okay. Fortunately, it has a sort of good instruction sheet, okay? The legs are A and B, and the A and B are, it's on a diagonal. The Bs are opposite each other, and the As are opposite each other. And comes with these really long screw with a hex driver head on the back. And it says just put in the legs loosely, and then you will add the shelf, hopefully. Oh, okay. All right, this will go in there. And then this will be, is it possibly going to go in?
Right. You have to force it.
You could do it.
I guess this is why it says, I think we over-tightened it. It said only put the bolts in 80% of the way. Okay. And then I guess we do need the other leg. All right.
So then I told you so.
Okay. This will go in. All right. And then we will come back and stand it up. And I think we have it. All right. It's done. It takes a lot of screwing. With those really long bolts, but it's very sturdy.
Yeah, it looks solid.
This little guy looks like it can clip on here, okay, for soap. And in there, I'll turn it. Here, these can clip on. I don't know.
Like loofahs.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And I saw in one of the pictures,
very
this little notches.
Yeah, for like razor.
You have one of those extension shower heads.
Oh, yeah.
You can put the cable in there. And I guess I hang a little towel.
Toilet paper, okay. You know.
You have a shelf underneath. And a shelf, wash. That's right. A shelf underneath.
Yeah, washcloth, for sure. Yeah, a little shelf.
It's very sturdy. You can sit on it sideways. Let me sit on it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to use it for plants in the backyard, but I think it's going to be great.
This is really nice.
Dennis, I agree.
He said, it was $20.
Weatherproof.
I buy one. I have no place to put it. That's it. We're going to have Chad check the latest price on Amazon.
That is, I'm ended up really, really, really liking that one. That is solid, literally.
Yeah, it's very well made. It's, so it's still $29. The $10 coupon went away.
Yeah.
But still for $30, that is not bad.
Yeah, I would keep an eye on that. I really liked all the little accessory stuff on the side, too.
It's very clever. It's very cleverly done.
Yeah. It is funny. They are showing that shower thing. I immediately thought that it would be good for a razor, that little notch in the back.
Oh, it's pretty. It's a pretty big hole.
Yeah. Yeah. That is neat. And, whatever coating it had, it just seemed, it's perfect for outdoors. A shower type bench outside. Yeah. It showers outside. Makes sense.
No, and it's going to look good. And without the soap thing, it's not going to look like a shower stool. It's just going to look like a bamboo table.
With a handle.
yes.
At 2,400 ratings, 4.0 stars. Seems good.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, well, I took over.
Oh, boy.
Funny enough, also in the shower, I had no idea you were going to do a shower gadget. Oh, I also have a shower gadget. You know what? We are right on the... I just realized. I had the same thought. I wanted the cheapest darn option. So, I guess I have the shaving blades on the mind to come up with a solution, a cheap solution to my problem. I actually bought some razor blade holders, and you'll see how it all turned out.
Okay.
Hello, Dickie D. For my Chad Extra, I am joining you from
the bathroom,
the shower specifically. I have a gadget that I think solves a problem we've talked a lot about on the show. You're in the shower, getting ready in the morning, and you want to enjoy your content. You want to listen to your podcast. You want to listen to the radio. You want to listen to the Giz Whiz, because you can't get enough of it. And we've had a lot of solutions for that problem. Bluetooth speakers. This one is the simplest. Everybody's phone nowadays is waterproof anyway. Just bring your phone into the shower with you, and this little gadget is just the cheapo little gadget that solves all of our problems. This is very, very, very inexpensive. I honestly forget the price, but I remember being shocked at how inexpensive it is. We'll take a look once we head back to the studio. It comes in a two-pack, and all this is a bent piece of metal to hold your phone in the shower. It does have like a protective coating. Like I said, it's
like
for not,
like
a
all
razor
gadgets
blade.
Need all tech
oh,
gadgets
yeah, yeah.
need this nice protective layer to make sure it doesn't get scratched. I guess it's not on that side. And then on this side, it is just a sticky pad. This is like a 3M pad. This is kind of a permanent installation. Okay, you're gonna need some like goo off and like scraping to get this thing off of it. It is pretty permanent. I already have an idea of where I want it. I'm putting it on the opposite side of the shower head to get as little drops on my phone screen as possible. It's been attached to the tile that seems pretty strong. Now, of course, we need some content. And there we go. Giz Whiz, plan while I'm getting my shampoo done. I really like it. Like I said, really inexpensive. It's the most basic way to solve this problem. I don't need a Bluetooth speaker. I can just turn up the volume over here. I don't need any extra device. It's just my phone, even a tablet. And if you absolutely have to charge your device in the shower, wouldn't recommend
but it does have a little charging cutout so that you could charge your phone if you want
kidding?
To. Once again, do not recommend.
So there you go. So how much would you pay for a piece of metal and a sticky pad to solve our...
$2 for $10.
Cheaper. $2 for $5.99.
Oh, the stainless steel? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was super inexpensive. Couldn't go wrong. The reason I didn't show the other one is because I attached it to a different shower. So problem solved. $5 and both showers have a little hanger. And if I get tired of them, I can use it for my razor blade.
Yeah, oh yeah, your razor would fit in there.
For the real part, well, that's what it's made for.
Oh,
actually.
That's what it's made for? Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's meant to hold your...
Okay.
But it's super cheap. It's so inexpensive. It solves the issue. Don't put that in the shower, folks. This is yes. is not a shower. Oh, look, you can do your keys. Oh, look, see, you got all these...
They're hooks for pretty much anything.
They really are. I've been needing to put up my forks and spoons on display.
Yes.
I've been meaning to, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Now that I have this gadget, that'll work out great.
That is right.
So you go. That is my Chad Extra for the week. Oh my gosh, it looks like Scooter X has also found an option. Because of course...
For a buck?
Yes, for $1, we can get it on AliExpress.
Oh, it is a buck. Oh, my God. Oh, for two of them?
Yep. It's a bent piece of metal. It must be, I mean, they must have produced a million of them, and they're just sitting around.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That's so anyway, amazing. cheap option to hang up something in the shower. Okay. Now, another what the heck is it?
Yeah, let's roll that video.
It's almost a weekly thing here, so why not? What the heck is it, Dennis?
Oh, this is a good
toaster?
One. With three of them?
A mini toaster by battery run?
Is it some type of tracker?
A battery-operated toaster? No.
Is it a...
This will probably clear it up.
What?
Oh. It's a toaster with
You're weird, aren't
LEDs.
They?
okay. Oh,
these
I think I've got it. I've pegged
LED
it.
LED rechargeable puck lights.
And they have a little base
and
to recharge
get more
them?
More than just this. The first thing I like about them, well, the other things.
That's cool.
All right. LED sensor lighting.
Yes,
with
motion
sensor. Oh, they left out the word technology. Should be motion sensor technology.
Yeah.
Remote control.
We do love the
USB
brand, though.
Shmoo. Let me get this in. So you can, comes with little pads if you want to mount them on something, or magnetic, little magnet thing back here. Let's see the scales. Oh, the stand's magnetic. Okay. Pretty decent.
Really?
But the great thing is,
cool.
If you leave this plugged in, as they need a charging, just drop them back onto the charging stand here.
They're USB-C.
So now they are remote control.
I agree. This is great.
Let's go on.
Especially if they're magnetic, you can toss it in an area that needs
also,
it.
There are also, I think, 13 different colors. All right. Oh, one in the back forgot to change color. That's a riot. I don't know what you do in a case like that. Let me see. Can it catch up? Let me shut it off and turn it back on. And it's going to go to white, I think. And now if I go to blue. Oh, okay. It caught up. And they don't have to be in here to do this, okay? I'm not quite sure what... I mean, if you're lighting a plant or something like that, and you need orange, I'm looking here. They're not dimmable. They're fadable. You can, this is.
The color doesn't show up at all.
The color doesn't show up at all? Oh, okay. Well, how about
now they do.
Oh, okay.
The green
orange does not show up.
Red doesn't show.
the red sort of just vanishes, okay? So it'll cycle between, it says 13 colors. I guess it will slowly fade and then come back as a new color. Does blue show up?
A touch.
And then there's...
It might be the white balance.
They really are. There's a
it thing. Goes, I know, orange. I'll take that away.
And stars. I assume it's to put them to sleep. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. They sort of go to sleep and they wake up as a different color. Now, I am actually using a set of these. And I'll show you how. In my refrigerator.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Okay, they just went on.
That is nice.
Because my refrigerator has a burned out light.
Not a burnt, and the whole fixture's burned out.
And I find that these work really well on the inside. They've been in there for about 10 days. They haven't gotten too cold to operate. And they go on and off pretty quickly when you open the door. We shut the lights down so that you could see the colors a little better. And I'm just shining them on me since they don't seem to show up on camera. So I'll just run through the colors. And there are 9 on the keypad.
And it's I like that.
13.
If you had like stuck one somewhere, there. It's just super easy to
and
swap it for
out,
fresh batteries.
Yes, occasionally playing with them, one of the lights will not change color. So if you turn it off and on again, then they get back into sync right away. I think they're pretty reasonable. You get the remote control, 3 puck lights, USB-C cable, the little charging stand. The 3M adhesive and the magnets are built into the back. The auto sensing works great. I showed you that in the refrigerator. And they're $20, okay?
This is really good.
It's from the company. Oh, you know, we did some stuff from them before. LightBiz is the company. LightBiz can do.
LightBiz can do.
Only 48 ratings, and it got 4.5 stars. And those are all the colors. And what precipitated this was Dennis saying that his puck lights from 5 below eat up batteries like crazy. So yeah. maybe when you get 3 puck lights for $5, maybe the technology inside it is not that power saving. But I like these guys a lot. That's it. Oh, let's see. Can I put them to sleep? Okay. Like I'm putting the audience to sleep.
There's like your little studio lighting there. You got a 3-point
okay.
light
fade,
setup.
Fade. Bye.
I know it's fading.
Oh, don't come back.
Those are really
neat, aren't they?
I like the magnet part too, because if you wanted to, I could see putting just a piece of metal, using those 3M's thing and putting a piece of metal there instead. And then, like, let's say it's in a drawer, you know, when it dies, you just pop it off with the magnet, throw it on the base, grab a new one that's already on there. I love that.
Yeah. Now, I did find a thing you should be aware of, which I think is sort of a weird design flaw. The on-off switch is in the back.
Oh.
So if you use the sticky pad... The only way to control them is with the remote
control. With the remote. I see.
Right.
Or
but
if you
use them magnetically, then it's fine. Just take it off. And but for the refrigerator, they work great.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that working absolutely awesome on a fridge. I love that they're motion sensing because I could see sticking them on, like, you know, if you have a metal door frame or maybe a grate near the floor, you could stick it on that's metal. I just love that I love the magneticness and then the super ease to recharge it and then kind of like swap it. It seems like such an easy thing.
I love that.
Grab a fresh one.
The tray.
Exactly. Yeah, the trade. Exactly.
The tray. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that is cool. It's a funny, I made fun of the name because I was just assuming it was something weird, but yeah, it is that LightBiz can do. Yes. Which, when I click it, I remember we
take. Oh yes, they made the wall mounted sconces.
These little wall mounted things.
Yes. So they make a lot of interesting stuff.
Oh look at that! Look, this is the same kind of idea, but with a different form factor of the LED.
Oh my gosh!
Same type of...
Yeah.
This one doesn't do multicolor. It looks like it's just different temperatures of white. It's blue versus yellow, white. But that's cool. That's another great form factor.
That is a nice store.
Yeah.
Light Biz. Yeah, it's great.
More expensive, though. That was $50.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And they're Eric Deckerman. They auto shut off after 30 seconds. It was 30 seconds, but maybe 20 seconds of inactivity, which is good. So when the refrigerator door closes 20 or 30 seconds later, they'll be off.
That's great. That's really cool. With that, let's move on to Chad's Crappy
Corner.
Get it.
Okie dokie diggy dee. So I'm going to have to come.
Is it a what the heck is it?
It's not a what the heck is it.
Okay.
This one went sideways, literally. It's all explained in the video. So let's take a look.
Okay.
Hey, Diggy D. So here we are with the last of our discount gadgets. And I have a switcheroo because this was going to be the gadget, this projector that uses a smartphone. And it really seems like there's no other light source other than your smartphone. I thought it would be so crappy. But it's actually missing the most important part, the mirror. So I had to go. This is trash. Get it out of here. I had to go back to the store and get a different gadget. So a drone. Drones are super fun. As you can see, this was on clearance. Originally, this drone was $50. And now it was only $22, which is pretty cool. Yeah. I have no idea what type of, like, I've done drones before. I have no idea what type of drone this is going to be, okay? Does it hover by itself? Is it really difficult to handle? I don't know. It mentions that it does flip stunts, quick turns, and aerial maneuvers.
It is made by Sharper Image.
Pad,
yeah.
And the remote and the drone, obviously. So, now, one thing. Obviously, I had the issue with the projector. I was worried about the box being open. Security tape, baby. Do not return to store if it's broken. So I have high confidence that this has not been tampered with and that all the parts are going to be here, which is really nice. So now with that slice, I cannot return my on sale gadget. Oh, one thing to show. I really like this, too. The batteries obviously still work. See this try me thing? Look. LEDs.
Once
I saw that, I knew that I had to get it for the show. Okay, let me get this unboxed and see what's inside. Okay, so everything is out of the box. I want to mention that this little like light up button, it's interesting. It was plugged in via USB-C to the bottom. And I guess that is where you also charge the drone. There's an on off button there. You have this kind of like skid weird looking drone thing. Also inside of the box, USB-C cable, four extra blades, this remote control, which feels very light. I need to open that up and see if there's any batteries in there. Sharper Image makes this, by the way. Yeah. The instruction booklet, which we'll look at. And then this is the landing pad. And I'm pretty sure this is one of those like crazy pop out, like, yeah. Whoa. There you go.
Wow.
There's the landing pad. It's kind of fun. Let me read the instructions, make sure this thing's all charged, and then head outside to test it out.
Okay, we have moved outside. We have our drone. We're going to flip the on button on the back of that guy. There's a little LED on the front. We've been charging it. We're going to set it on the landing pad. Next, we power on the controller by turning this knob. There we go. Controller is on. And now we have to pair the controller to the drone, which I mentioned to do this up-down motion. So, up-down. I mean, it beeped. Now it's not beeping. Okay, fantastic. I'm using our battery to keep the landing pad down. Well, let's just click this flight button.
Wow! Oh my God!
And it's drifting off. I cannot control it. Come back! Come back, drone. Okay. I do have a little bit of drone experience. It is a very windy day. Honestly, I think we may have to make it land.
far too windy. Honestly, it did a really good job of staying level. It was definitely drifting just because of the wind. It does mention that you can test this indoors. So, I don't really want to take it indoors, but we could. And unfortunately, I don't think the wind is going to work with us at the moment. Maybe it'll die down in a moment, but I kind of doubt it. Okay, we're back indoors where it's safe and we're not going to cause personal property destruction. So I played around with it a little bit more. I tried to find a lot more shady, like less breezy spots outdoors. I found a few. It still didn't do that great. I had a suspicion that I needed to adjust the trim, which is these little adjustments underneath the knobs, and I was right. I brought it back indoors, and with a lot of tweaking, I was able to finally master the drone.
Hover.
But it is still too windy outside.
I was able to get it to hover.
Anything else? So just know that it kind of works. It is pretty crummy. I want to point out all of these things right here where it says turn, maneuver, and flip. These are the specialty features that you see right here.
Oh,
I
okay.
was able to get this to hover, and so I could have it make a really quick turn, so it kind of goes like 180 and turn around. I could have it do a corkscrew, a 360-degree flip, so I can have it do a few like quick maneuvers by hitting these buttons and then like flicking the joystick one direction or the other. I gotta say that in the end, it is still a pretty cheap, crummy drone. It doesn't have enough power to really correct itself, even if you are like a good pilot. Like that little breeze was just too much to overpower it. So keep that in mind. Only $20. Honestly, for $20, it's great. For $50, I would say no. I would not spend $50 on this. Definitely for one of the reasons that I haven't mentioned until now, but this controller has a big flaw. The bottom has to, you have to use a screwdriver with a screw to get this thing off. It doesn't even, it just slides in place. Anyway, that was just also super duper crummy. Okay, all that to say, the Sharper Image drone was pretty crappy.
And I do realize it sounded like I was mentioning that the breeze before was just a stiff breeze. I think that before that was way, way too windy to do it. And in hindsight, that was way too windy to fly the drone. What I was meaning a stiff breeze is later, the wind did die down a bit. I tried it in a few more areas with like some trees that stopped, you know, it was much more still. But even then, it really has not enough power to really fight any breeze at all. It almost seems like it is like an indoor thing, but with all the crazy flips it can do, there's like no way. So in the end, it's kind of where I landed with it, with the Sharper Image drone. I found this at Walmart. They still do sell it for $41.99. Wow. It has really good reviews. And I will hand it to Sharper Image. One thing that I do appreciate about their, you know, branding or whatever. I was looking for the instructions. And the instructions were so nice. I mean, there wasn't even another language than English. Like, it was a big old book with tons of instructions and photos and graphs. I do got to hand it to them. The instructions were really good, which sometimes with these, they're not. And especially with a drone that this is not going to be like a DJI drone that uses GPS to like figure out where it is and have it locked in place. This is just a toy. But even it being a toy, it did a pretty good job of the auto leveling. There is an auto orientation button that is supposed to help orientate it to you so you can kind of do your controls a little bit better. So it's like this weird, like, it was kind of good, but it was also kind of crappy. So anyway, it's kind of
a kid would love it.
A kid would love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Final thought is that trim thing is what happens is after it takes off, it will drift one direction or another. There is a front to the drone, and so what you'll do is you'll look at these arrows, and if you can tell that it's drifting over to the left, you hit the arrow to the right to kind of make sure that it stops drifting. So I was able to finally kind of get it to land, and so it'll move about like a foot in the air. In fact, it is on the ground. We could try this. We could try to get it to just take off indoors, and I can kind of show you what I'm talking about. Well, it immediately hit my chair and fell. So never mind. Anyway, it is possible to get it to work. With that, let's move on to Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Our video is from our most frequent and loyal contributor, Mo. And Mo finds the weirdest gadgets. This one he found and bought. And, well, it's just weird. Now, and the video starts out a little bit weird. And at first I thought, did I load the wrong video? But just stay with it and you'll see the whole thing. Here it is.
Okie dokie.
I got a way that I'm not giving it up.
This is
basically
us.
What the heck is it, in a way?
Yeah, exactly.
What the heck is this thing?
What chat no room? Way. What is that?
What is that? Because well, I'll tell you, any audio viewers, it looks like a shoe. But
yeah.
There's a a screen, a circular LED,
it looks like an LED light. Yeah,
and I'm having like a robot screen. There's a spring.
Hey guys, love the show.
I just wanted
to show you my
is this weird?
Gadget.
It's so cool.
Here it is. My
tiny external little monitor.
3.5-inch huge whopping screen.
Oh my god.
This is so cool. It's connected through HDMI, USB-C to USB-A to my computer. It's my little mini display, 3.5-inch. And as you can see, you can show.
I can't stop laughing about it.
Full screen mode. That
you
is
could
so
put
cool.
a keyboard in the.
I haven't gotten to that. Let me see if I can extend it.
Really interesting. Yeah.
You don't have to duplicate the display. You can extend it. So watch me drag.
It makes it so much more practical
here.
When you extend the display.
To a 3.5-inch monitor.
You can see it right there.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Okay, so I'm dragging it over to the next screen.
Mo, this is awesome.
Look at that. And then I could play it.
Don't make it full screen. What is this, a computer for ants?
It doesn't have built-in speakers. It has an aux jack in the back, right there, where you can connect speakers to, or you can switch the audio from the HDMI to the computer. Since the computer's right next to the display, it's not a big deal. So now I can watch my favorite
show. I agree.
On my 3.5-inch external display.
I love the contrast
pretty
and the brightness.
Cool. It's a display, extended display, a second display, 3.5 inches.
Cool screen.
It's a USB hub, a micro SD card slot, a SD card slot, USB-C, USB-A hub, as well as a display. All right, I hope you liked my video. I hope it helps. Thank you for watching. Please keep up the great work. Bye now.
Oh, my gosh.
Mo,
that is just
bizarre.
Incredible. I love it.
Now, it's not cheap. It's $100. Of course, ScooterX has already found it for half that.
Oh, my gosh. That's not fair.
I mean, that is such a...
I love that it's so impractical, yet slightly practical enough. It just, yes. It's like 5% practical, okay? And yes. I love that it has those USBs that could be used. And I forget who mentioned it in the chat, but I totally agree. It needs a tiny little mouse and keyboard to go with it. Then it would actually move the screen.
That is so, Mo, that is such a great gadget.
That is. Okay, let's look at this. Okay, here it is on AliExpress. So okay. Here is the mini PC monitor, 4866.
Boy, it looks like it.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, that looks like it.
Yeah, so if you don't mind waiting, actually they're picking up, wow.
Yeah.
They're saying delivery like next in 7 week. Days.
Next week, what?
Wow, wow.
Yeah, I think that is so amazing. That is,
and what's so funny is that it's USB-C.
Yeah.
It's like the oldest looking technology ever updated with USB-C. It's,
and USB so 3.0 ports, the little blue, like.
Yes.
I feel like this is something that needs, I feel like I would see this at a trade show booth. Like,
yes.
They would be showing their corporate video on a little 3-inch little monitor thing.
Right. Yes, and that would attract a lot of attention.
Yes, people would be like, wow, that's so cool. That is awesome, Mo. Thanks for finding that and sharing it with us, because that is way cool. That is just the coolest.
Oh, Mo said there's a brightness on and off button that they actually work.
I think I might be one of the last generation that remembers using a monitor brightness and contrast knob. I mean, I guess you still have it on normal monitors, but it's just in menus. But
menus. Yes.
Yeah, it's buried in menus. But there was knobs that were on the front of monitors, the CRT monitors, and I guess because you're staring at the screen and you can reach up and just move it. They'd always put those little knobs there. That is great. That is awesome.
That is great, Mo. Thank you.
How can people send in their videos? Okay, and they have a lot of time to do it, too. Oh, my God.
Yes, they do. They do. We have one more video in-house from a man in Sweden.
Oh, cool.
So we'll do that on the next show, but we need more videos. Any to do with a gadget. I mean, this is an amazing new gadget. But if you have the original monitor that you bought 20 or 30 years ago, bring it out, put it on a table, make a little video about it. So any kind of a gadget, new or old, that you liked it or hated it, make a video, 1 to 3 minutes, like Mo, horizontal format. Make sure you can see the gadget and hear you talk about it. You can be in the video if you want and upload it to YouTube. And when you upload it, there's a drop-down menu. Click unlisted, and that way only people you want to watch the video will be able to watch it and send us a link that YouTube provides you, that URL. Send it to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, mail@gizwiz.tv, and you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. Do it!
Do it! That is fantastic. With that, let's move on to the letter!
Okay, this is another coincidence. It's so funny. I picked this letter. It's from Steve C. in Phoenix. The subject is your gadgets on auction. Dickie D, there seems to be an odd coincidence that when you guys talk about gadgets on the show from Amazon, a bunch of them show up cheap. The next week on Nell's auction. You know this?
I've never seen it.
Okay, it said, after Chad showed the little label printer.
This is exactly the same.
It's the same. What did you pay?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. It was around this, though. It was around $20.
Was it only that? Oh, okay, I thought it was $40.
Yeah, I don't think it was. But it's funny. It's the exact same thing because I remember it's pre-cut labels, like the labels that were already that size.
Yes. And then after Chad showed his desktop water bottle dispenser, this showed up.
That's so similar. That is so similar. That is crazy. Look, I have the one that I have.
Oh, it looks so
mine does have it's a bit different because it had like a weird like thing about like
how much.
And like had a screen at the bottom.
Yes.
It's like a weird teardrop shape where the other one, right. You know, it's technically not the same, but it's weight. It's like close for comfort.
Yes, it's very funny. He said, "How do you guys explain this? We want answers."
Dun dun. Yeah, that is so funny.
We don't know. All we know is that we have great influence. We said, "Why is the O missing from Cup of Noodles?" And it only took a week. To bring it back.
Yeah. So exactly. That is so funny.
Steve, thank you. That was very funny.
I can't remember. I guess this was an office gadget. That is so weird that it was, because I was like, maybe the sales gadget, you know, stuff is on sale at the same. But that was an office gadget.
Yes, both of them were, weren't they?
Yeah.
The label printer was an office gadget. Yeah.
That is so funny. That's very funny. You know, we are looking for the deals. I mean, Crappy Corner. There's an edge to the Crappy Corner that's got to be economical too. So maybe that's why it's fate. That's great. Want to say big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for your support of our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back. You can head to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a big banner that'll take you to Patreon. There's also a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal. So if you want to give us a little tip, we would appreciate it. And to all of y'all who have supported us for so long, years and years and years, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was just looking today, I was thinking how fun it would be to get a like a four imprint type of thing. I was thinking a wizard cap for the Giz Whiz because we're like gadget wizards. Right. And like maybe we could send the patrons like a brand. I was looking for it. No one sells wizard cap. No, I can't find a custom wizard cap manufacturer. So that idea was dead in the water.
Oh my God. Don't forget the what the heck is it?
Oh my gosh. How are we going to do this?
So this is how it's going to work. If you want to play this month, you have a day, okay?
Yeah. It ends if you're watching the live stream.
Yes, if you're watching live. And we don't have the winners yet because there are a lot of people who think it's great to send in answers the last day.
Right.
However, it doesn't matter. I'm showing our view is what the next month's gadget
early.
Is.
I see.
Just don't vote before May 1st, okay?
Yes. Don't this send your emails because it'll be super confusing because people like to answer last month's last day.
Yes, exactly.
So wait on your answers, especially if you're watching the live. I repeat, wait to send in your answers until the actual
but
new
this
month.
This is the first look that anybody has seen of the May, June, what the heck is it?
Oh my gosh. Well, I hate to give it away so early, but it's obviously the Fisher-Price Baby's First Selfie Light.
I can't say yes or no. I can't.
Give that one away so quickly.
I can't give it away more than 2 months ahead of time.
No, definitely not 2 months in a day. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's really big.
So in 24 hours, get your votes in. The rules are the same. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. And we'll have to check back for the live viewers tomorrow to find out what the heck was the last thing that we saw. Anyway, it's a very confusing episode. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, play along, and join the fun. The true what the heck
is it?
Is it?
Once again, reminder, we're having all sorts of crazy schedule changes. I recommend you head to the website, gizmos.tv, check the banner at the top of the website to see our when we'll be recording next, when the GizFizz will be, when the GizWiz will be, and our website is gizwiz.tv. That's where you can subscribe and catch all of our previous episodes. And once again, gizwiz.biz, where Diggity writes articles about all the gadgets that we talk about, and you can head on over there to play What the Heck Is It? With that, we'll see you next episode!
I'll be here.